Hey guys, it is Jay John of the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Just a little reminder that you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Remember to rate and review us if you like what you hear. Download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android. Visit AsianPopRadio.com for the latest. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. And follow us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Here's more from the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian wide hits.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Tonight, no Jeanette, but we do have the wonderful Juby.
Such a shame. But here I am. I'm Juby.
Yeah.
Probably a lot better. We'll see.
We might actually have a conversation that makes sense
an
tonight.
An actual conversation?
Yeah. Wow. People will be like, who was Jeanette? What was she?
Welcome to the Jason and Juby Show.
Yeah, it kind of, don't think I haven't thought about it, Juby. do you want to tell us what songs we've got on the show tonight?
Oh, we've got some dope songs coming
dope
up.
Dope songs. I see
maybe
what you did
a
there.
Song, we'll see. But yeah, Bangtan Boys, dope. GOT7A.
ST of 365 The Band. New song yes. from him, Vietnamese guy.
Love it. I'm all right without you. I'm all right without you, Jason.
That's but fine, Juby.
I don't know. We could have a show together. Maybe we can have a show. Just
yeah,
by
what
myself.
Else, Juby?
Gail Never, Always Summer.
Yeah.
17.
Not in Melbourne. In fact, summer's always winter. By
if
the look
you
of
go
it.
To our Facebook page, Jason has uploaded a great video yeah. of our Melbourne weather.
It's 12 degrees in Melbourne on Saturday, on Sunday.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Love it.
We'll also hear some 17 and a bit of a rewind track from Malaysia, Goldfish and Blink featuring our girl Z.
Love it.
Love
in the house.
One. Very much so. And we're going to have, we're very excited to say that we're going to have a Singaporean musician on the program
really?
Later today. His name is JJ, but he's better known as Falling Feathers. He's had a couple songs out. He's got a latest song. His latest song out is called Why So Serious, which is kind of similar to another, you know, we've heard that song name before, but it's not what you're thinking. So his new song, we're going to be chatting about his music, and he's a great young talent. So that's coming up. But for now, we're going to kick into our first song, which you said before.
Bangtan Boys, BTS.
Excellent.
Dope.
Jeanette and Jay John with Juby, Asian Pop Radio. This is Jeanette and Jay John of Asian Pop Radio, but today I've got Juby with me instead of Jeanette, who is at a wedding.
Annyeong.
True story. Yeah. Have you spoken to Jeanette lately?
I haven't, actually.
Yeah. Are you feeling better for it?
Yes.
Good. ST of 365, actually, there with his latest song, I'm All Right Without You. For those that are not aware, 365 Vietnamese boy band, we've played them many, many times over the years. In 2016, they obviously disbanded, which was unfortunate.
Aww.
Lots of K-pop groups disbanded in 2016. The Vietnamese fans were not happy with these guys going their own way.
It's been a tough year.
It has been a tough year. Who's to know what's going to happen in 2017? Who do you think we're going to lose, Juby?
No one. Please, no one. I know.
Yeah. Well, you got to, you know, make some leeway for some new, you know, some of the rookies to come through and, you know, have a bit more success, right?
Rookie.
Can't keep giving the oldies all the glory.
Red
what about,
Velvet.
You know, the, you know, 21 have gracefully stepped aside already this year and Wonder Girls.
Mm.
Anyway, but 365, obviously their lead singer, Isaac, is still doing big things. He has actually done a little bit different than a lot of the K-pop or J-pop artists that disband and go their own way with a solo career. Isaac said, I'm going to release one song a year. That's all I'm going to do.
One.
I'm going to work on other things, and I'm going to release one film clip, one music video, and one song.
Okay.
And I think he'll still get endorsements from Pepsi. He'll be okay.
Or Coca-Cola.
True. Yeah. But for some reason, Pepsi love Vietnam. They focus on Vietnam a lot. Yeah. There you go. I don't know why. Let's contact Pepsi and Coke.
Oh, I was going to make a pun, but I can't think of anything.
Nah, that's okay.
Next time.
Hey, how was your weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah, what did you do?
I just worked.
You worked.
Just made some money.
That's not fun. Mm. Yeah.
Just cash dollars.
Is it good money?
I mean, not in this economy. You know, if we're talking about investments and look at the economy and, you know, just housing yeah. and rental prices. And,
you were telling me last week yes. that at your beloved store that you work at, mm-hmm. that they played a K-pop song.
Mm, yeah, they do.
Really?
Yes.
Often? Do they often play K-pop songs?
Oh, it's like once every 5 hours, I think. I don't...
Really? Wow.
I'm not sure if those are the right stats, but yeah, it's really strange.
Why?
I wish I knew.
Because your own store is not like DJ Doobie is there playing K-pop, right? Like, it's all...
It would be K-pop 24/7.
It's all run through Pandora or something these days, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So they must be getting... I think that's what everyone needs to do. We all need to contact Woolworths and Coles and every store that we know and tell them to pump up the K-pop songs and support some...
I request this.
Support them, BTS, GOT7. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I think that's what we need.
Especially them.
That might sell some tickets for all the concerts that are coming up. We might need Woolworths to start playing.
Yeah, come to my store. I'll sell you a GOT7 fan meeting ticket and we'll have a grand old time.
It might not be real. Mm. I had a good weekend.
What did you do?
I went to White Night.
Nice. How was that?
It was okay. It was busy. Have you been before?
I haven't. I want to.
It was really, really busy. And obviously, White Night, for those that are outside of Melbourne and unfamiliar, it's all about projections. And so there was lots of great projections on buildings in the city, like the State Library and Flinders Street Station, and some live performances in between and some impromptu stuff happening. So it was pretty cool. A lot of wacky people, though. The city brings out a lot of interesting people on a Saturday night.
On a normal Saturday night, anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not just Melbourne. Usually, I like to go home by 7 or 8 o'clock at night on a Saturday and not go out at 7 o'clock at night because you see a whole bunch of different people than what you usually do if you're on a train in the morning going to work.
Mm. Yeah. But White Night is, what, 24 hours, 48 hours of just straight music and art and fun stuff, right?
Yeah, so the thing I like mostly about it, Juby, is that the whole CBD is blocked off. Like, you can't drive anywhere and then everyone can just walk through the streets and along the tram lines and stuff, which is just a bit of a weird feeling. And all of a sudden, the city kind of, it sort of feels like it's become a big, like, art gallery. What did I just say? An art gallery. Yeah, an art gallery. Big city art gallery. Lots of cool different things happening. So it's worth checking out at some stage if you are in Melbourne next year when it comes around again. But also, kind of similar to Vivid, I think, in Sydney, which is also very popular. I don't know if anyone's been to Vivid, but yeah. Anyway, I think it's time to play more Asian pop music.
I don't know. I don't. What if I disagree?
Sure. Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I've got the buttons. I think we might go to some Gail Nerva. So Gail Nerva, hopefully we'll interview her soon. She is from Singapore, as is Falling Feathers coming up very, very soon for an interview. This is her track Always Summer on The Jeanette and Jay John Show.
With Juby.
On Asian Pop Radio. That was 17 from our album of the week. I think it was last week. Was it last week we did 17 album of the week? Or the week before. Yeah, I think it was last week. With their song Boom Boom on the Jeanette and Jay John Show Asian
boom,
Pop Radio.
Boom, boom, boom. Wait, wrong song.
We've got some cool things coming up later on in the week that you really want to keep listening out for. We're going to be catching up with another Singaporean, Perk Pai Trek, who's got a new song out. We spoke to him late last year. It's great that he's come to us and said he wants to have a bit of a chat and talk about that.
Awesome.
So that's exciting. I'm going to keep the rest secret for now.
Secret.
It's kind of not confirmed. Any hoodly doodle on the line, we have Mo from K-ville Radio. Hey, Mo.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. What do you know, Mo?
What do I know? Yeah. I know so many things.
What do you know? Tell us about these things. Educate us.
Well, obviously, one of the big things for Australia this week was BTS.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Oh my.
Yes. Now, for those listening to the Jeanette J. John show last week, they were trying to figure out why we just were not interested at all in BTS and didn't mention them once on Wednesday's show, on Thursday's show, on Friday's show. That's because we recorded everything on Sunday and we didn't get a chance to say it. But we're really excited about Bangtan Boys.
We are so excited.
Oh, man.
You just broke the fourth wall.
Mo, I tell you what, we're just spoiled for choice now with K-pop, aren't we? K-pop concerts coming up in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane.
I know, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, you've got GOT7 in April, and then literally less than a month after, you've got BTS in Sydney. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, Mo, look, we're really excited because tomorrow on the show, on our Tuesday program, we've got a bunch of people coming in to talk about why they love GOT7 so much. So, I thought today I might ask you why you love BTS.
Why I love BTS?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I love BTS?
Well, tell us. Well,
BTS are just one of those groups that you fall in love with pretty much as soon as you see them, and they just grow continually. I love that each of their songs and their comebacks have just been an outlet of them just every time they're growing and improving their choreography, their vocals. I mean, you look at Taeyong, his voice, like, you didn't really hear it much in the beginning, and now, like, it's so prominent
Someone's stomach just rumbled when you said his name.
Yes, stomach.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do we have a fan of V in the studio?
Oh, we might.
I mean, he's just, you know, just a spunk.
Yeah.
He is. He's totally adorable. He's my bias in BTS. And seeing him live when they were here last year or the year before?
It's nearly two years ago now, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, 2015. And it was amazing. And I think what I love most about the boys is just their chemistry together.
Yeah.
You watch them on any of their, you know, V live shows, their variety shows that they do. They're just so into each other. Their personalities just, they bounce off one another. They have so much energy and fun, and that's what I love about them. You don't see it enough.
Yeah, well, just clarifying for the people giggling in the studio, when Mo says into each other, she means like in a wholesome way. They're good friends, right? Good. Just
that's why they call it best friend boys.
Look,
yeah,
I already get told that I'm crude enough on my own radio shows.
Well, that's because you're 30, Mo. Dirty 30.
Right? Next week, we're letting loose on KVL Radio. We're having an 18+ episode.
Wow.
So by the fans. Getting so loose. We get a little bit naughty next week.
Loosey goosey with Mo.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Filth is, I was about to say Filth is my middle name. It's not, it's Louise, but
I mean, don't get me wrong, Louise is sexy as well, but, you know, Filth would be quite an interesting middle name.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Mo, you did interact with BTS when they came here in 2015, didn't you?
In what way?
Like, you got to meet them, right?
No, sadly I didn't get to meet BTS this time around.
Sorry, I get confused because we did.
Yes, I know. I'm super jealous because you had your press conference in Melbourne and I was in Sydney.
Well, so you could have come. You could have come down.
I say, screw you.
Wow.
I couldn't.
It's not after dark yet, Mo.
What are your priorities? You could have cancelled your life plans and just see BTS.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a spare room. You could have pulled out the sofa. You could have come down and been a part of it.
Yes, but at that time, you look at who I was with in terms of my company, and although I was supposed to, I wasn't then allowed to.
Right.
Let's put it in that sense, shall we?
Things that could have happened but didn't.
Yes,
but that's okay, because I'm confident you might get to see them this time in Sydney and we'll miss out. So it all evens out. It's the yin and yang.
Well, yes, maybe. Who knows? We don't know all the details about BTS yet.
Yeah. All right, Mo, any other eventful things coming our way on KVL?
Just if you want to tune in for my naughty episode next week.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably the big thing. Obviously,
naughty,
we're just
sexy
promoting
episode with Mo.
The hell out of GOT7 and BTS at the moment. That's pretty much our main focus point. And yeah.
Hey, Mo, if you could get naughty with the GOT7 boys or the BTS boys, who would you choose?
GOT7 would have to be Mark because he's beautiful. Yeah. And I would be V from BTS because why would you not want to?
Right. Well,
I mean, look at the kid.
It's good for you to, just choosing one. Like, you know, you're not asking for much.
I think I'd rather 7. 7's a good length.
You know, my mum, you know,
awkward pause.
You know, there's moments when your mum says something Asian pop related, but they just have no idea what they said. My mum said something yesterday and said, "Yeah, GOT7." So I just went, "Ha, Carrie, hey!" And then she was like, "I don't get it." And I said, "You're not supposed to go back to listening to Shiny on SBS Pop Asia." Yeah, good times.
I do that all the time.
Mo, all right, let's recap. KVL, how do we find the website?
KVL, head on over to kvlentertainment.net. You can head on over to our Facebook page, and from there you can hit our YouTube channel, our Spreaker page, and Twitter. It's
nice.
All there.
Or help Ben get Google AdSense dollars by watching YouTube.
There's so much content on our YouTube channel. So much content.
All right, Mo, thanks so much. And don't forget, you can listen to the Kville Radio Show replayed on Saturdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. on Asian Pop Radio. Download our app now. Do it before you die. What? Well,
do it.
Thanks, Mo.
That's okay.
Gonna have Falling Feathers coming up after this. For now, here is Goldfish and Blink from Malaysia with In the House on Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and on the line all the way to Singapore, we have Falling Feathers, aka JJ. How are you going, JJ?
Hi, Jay. I'm really good.
There's a whole lot of J's happening here right now.
Yep, there is.
That's a good thing, JJ.
But you're JJ too, right? You're J. John, so you're JJ too, right?
I am. On my birth certificate, it's Jason John, so that's why I'm J. John for short. How about you?
My Chinese name is Jin Jie, so that's why I'm JJ. But Falling Feathers is a stage name.
Awesome. All right. So yep. I would love to know, where does your love of music come from?
I started learning classical piano when I was younger, and I didn't really like it then because, you know, like classical is a little boring. And after that, I guess when I grew older, I just liked singing. I just caught on and I liked singing. And after that, I started writing music. And after that, the rest is history. So I just, you know, started playing and yep, that's it.
You wouldn't be the first, you wouldn't be the only person on your street playing classical piano, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Very Singapore thing to do, I think.
Yeah, I think it's an Asian thing, you know?
That's it. I can only play hot cross buns on the piano, which is quite basic. Don't even get me started. Now, have you always had a desire to take on the pop world? Has that always been front and center for you?
Not exactly. As you know, I started playing with a pop punk band and playing stuff that's heavier. And I never expected to go into this pop thing after a while. So what really got me interested in this pop thing is doing pop music, musicians approach it differently rather than other genres. Because, you know, in a band, you jam and you arrange stuff and things are more interactive, I guess. But in pop music, most pop artists are solo artists, right? So, you know, you do stuff alone and you work with a producer. And I think writing pop music, approaching pop music, it's a little different than most genres, I guess. And I guess I fell in love with the idea of doing pop music. And yep, I never expected to be doing pop music, but right. I guess that's what I'm doing now.
So in a way, it's a little bit more hands-on and maybe a little bit more ownership that you have over the music you're making?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Fantastic. What's been the toughest part for you being an independent musician, and perhaps what's the best part of it?
Wow. I think the toughest part is managing finances, managing administration and stuff like that, you know, because you, even though you have help here and there, you got to do most things yourself. But the easy part is you don't have to justify your decisions to, you know, five other people in the band or, you know, you just have to justify it to yourself and make sure that this is what you really want to do and go ahead with it.
And I guess
that's also the hard part, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of it you'd probably have to start to understand and learn along the way. Like, there's not so you can't know everything before getting started, can you?
Yes, exactly. But I guess in the Singapore scene, you know, people are really friendly and we help each other with certain things. Yeah, I guess we learn from each other through experiences and stuff like that. So I guess that makes it a little easier, you know, than figuring out everything by yourself on Google or stuff like that.
That's fantastic, because I always think personally that if we work together, we can all achieve and grow together, right? And it's not really helpful if you're trying to bounce off each other and try to get a little bit too competitive. You're not gonna help each other.
Yep, exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit about JJ and the Paper Planes?
Oh yeah, that was a pop punk band that I started, I think 3 to 4 years ago. I was in school. I was studying in a polytechnic, and we decided to form a band. You know, mostly for fun. And somehow we started playing gigs and got our stuff on radio. And that's when I really started to immerse myself in doing music. And after that, we broke up. You know, people, all of us wanted different things in music.
Sure.
So we decided to do things our way. And everyone just went. It was a really nice ending to it. We had a final show. We had this closure, and everyone just went on ahead and do their own and you know, do stuff in music in general.
Fantastic. Now, I read in an article that you once said, I want my music to be something majority of people can listen to. Some musicians would say, avoid saying things like, you know, that because it might come with a mainstream tag. Are you afraid to be recognized in that way? Or is a wide appeal something that you really aspire to having for yourself?
Well, that's a really good question. When I first started doing music, this was a question that I asked myself pretty often. You know, like, do I really want to do music that appeal to most people, or do I want to do music that I really want to do appeal to myself? Right. I think as time passes, I learned to find the balance. You know, to do things that most people can appreciate and listen to, and what I really like to do too. So it's about finding the balance, and I'm still learning to do that. And I don't think being mainstream is a bad thing, you know, because doing music, right, you know, you want to get your stuff out there. Yeah. And being mainstream is a way to appeal to more people. And when you appeal to more people, you can do more things, right? When more people support what you do. But I'm not afraid of being tagged as mainstream, and that's what I really want to do. But yeah. I guess I'm still trying.
Yeah, look, I totally agree with you. And I think anyone that pretends that they're not interested in having a wide appeal or having the majority learn of their music is kidding themselves, because you're not going to sit in your studio day in, day out, writing music, coming up with lyrics, constantly thinking about what you do for your line of work and hope that, you know, you still kind of stay underground and that only a select few know about it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, totally agree with you.
Now let's chat about your release, Perfect. How did that song come about?
Well, that's a really simple song about puppy love, I guess. You know, puppy love is something that everyone experienced at some point in their lives, I guess. So I wrote that song hoping that it will be relatable to most people. And there's a really catchy vocal hook in there that I hope people will catch on. And I decided to put it out as my first single, as it has a it has this really, really cool pop rock vibe to it, and I really like it, so I put it out, and I hope people like it too.
What's your influence for that track? Like, are there any other groups that you kind of feel you might have got some motivation from for that one, or...?
I guess, you know, I really look up to bands like, you know, The Vamps. So I guess I draw a lot of inspiration from them. And also, I guess I draw inspiration from many different artists, whether pop or rock. And I try to combine them. And I guess that's how the arrangement came about.
All right, JJ, stick around. We are going to play that song now. We are going to hear Perfect before we get back into having a bit more of a chat about your latest single, Why So Serious. So here it is on the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. That was Falling Feathers with Perfect on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio, something that I am not. We still have JJ on the line, Falling Feathers fame, to have a chat about his music. JJ, thanks for sticking around. I was going to ask you earlier on, it hasn't come out yet, do you have a career highlight so far?
I don't think my career is long enough to have a highlight, but so far, one of the best things that I really enjoy was I opened for Mayday Parade, the pop rock band, American pop rock band, when they were touring the world and they came to Singapore. And I was really lucky to be able to open the show for them. And the response was really great, and I really enjoyed the show. And I guess that's a highlight if you consider it.
Yeah, I mean, you've also had a good few television appearances as well, right, in Singapore?
Yeah, a little.
Did you make it to the breakfast show on Channel News Asia?
Nah, I didn't.
Oh, because that's a good way to have your music seen, right? A lot of people tuning in for that.
Yep.
Okay, if you could perform anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Wow. That's a really tough question. I think a lot of people, a lot of pop artists, their dream is to play Madison Square Garden, you know, in America. Yeah. And that was my dream. But right now, I'm not too sure. I'm just focusing on, you know, writing and performing and working on my craft to make it the best that it can be. About that, I'm not too sure. But let's go with Madison Square Garden.
The arena in Singapore wouldn't be bad either. You'd get a good crowd there.
Yep. I would think so too.
If you could collaborate with any musician around the world, who would you choose and why?
Wow, that is another tough question. If I could collaborate with any musician, I would love to collaborate with, I'm a really big fan of Ed Sheeran, and I think the way he approaches music is really cool and it's really unique. So if I can get a chance to sit down and write a song with him, it'll be fantastic.
Fantastic. Who's your favorite Singaporean musician at the moment?
At the moment? Wow, there's quite a few actually. But at the moment, I'm really digging Jasmine Soko's music. I'm sure you know her. You interviewed her a while back,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think she writes really great songs with really great hooks, and I've been into it.
Fantastic. She is definitely a talent, someone to watch. Hopefully you can collaborate with her. That'd be fantastic. We'll, of course, play it.
Yep.
Perfect. Some seriously poppy tunes there, but yeah, a pretty important message in the mix, right?
A little, I guess. A little. You're talking about Perfect? Or
yeah, yeah.
The new... I guess Perfect is a really simple song about I guess there's no really deep message in Perfect. It's just a song where I hope people can enjoy, and you know, when they listen to it, everything is lighthearted, and people just get lifted. The spirits just get lifted. I guess that's the idea of the song.
Well, I guess it's you know, you don't want to take life too seriously, and we need a reminder sometimes, because no matter how hard we try, we can just take things a little bit too seriously and put ourselves under a whole lot of pressure, right?
Yep, exactly.
All right, now I got to talk food, because I love Singapore. I love Singaporean food. Where's your favorite place to eat in Singapore?
Wow, this is really tough. I think you know that Singapore, you know, we have lots of food places, and everything is really hearty. So this is a really tough question. Where is my favorite place to eat in Singapore? I guess there's this market near the central Singapore. It's called Chom Chom. It's a market where they sell, you know, barbecued seafood and stuff like that. And it's a really popular tourist spot too. And I think that's one of my favorite places to eat.
Fantastic. I was actually at the gym yesterday here in Melbourne, and I was watching at the Food Channel, and they had a one-hour special, a locally produced one-hour special about food in Singapore. And they were actually showing I can't remember the name of the food court, but it was one of those outdoor food courts near Chinatown, and I love going there every time I go there. It's amazing.
Oh, right. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I was sure. Tearing up a little bit looking at satay and the sugar cane juice, and just feeling a little bit homesick, if that's possible.
right.
All right, how can we support
awesome.
Falling Feathers? How can we support your music, follow you on social media?
Oh, right. You can find me up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/IamFallingFeathers. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and all the social platforms. And my music is also on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, and all those digital platforms. And the new single, Why So Serious, will be out this coming Friday.
Excellent. It's a great song. We love playing it. And best of luck with it.
Thank you, John. Jay, John.
Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio, and we have come to the end of the show, Juby.
Sad times.
Yeah, that's it. I would like to say thank you to Falling Feathers. Wasn't he good?
He's lovely. Yeah. What a peach.
Yeah, a peach.
A peach.
Yeah, it's like a peach.
Sweet,
falling
peach.
From the tree.
Peach energy.
Yeah.
Zucchini energy.
Good times. Make sure you do support him by going to iTunes, purchasing his songs, checking him out on Facebook,
yes.
YouTube, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You can support us by downloading our Asian Pop Radio app, can't you, Juby?
Yep, you can go to www.asianpopradio.com.
Great. You can also go to our Facebook page, fb.com/asianpopradio, and click on the button that says use app, and then you can download
use
it that
it.
Way. It's actually growing. Lots of people are downloading it every week. It's very exciting.
I love it. Love them.
Yeah,
hugs
boy, aren't they
me.
Disappointed when they find out what the content's like?
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Make sure you do tune into our show again. You can tune in to the replay at 11 p.m., 7 a.m. in the morning, and lunchtime the day after. Aren't we generous?
Australian Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time.
And we will be speaking to tomorrow Luke, I believe, from our gaming segment, which is going to be great. We also got our one of the local GOT7 fan groups coming in, the GOT7 Australia International Fan Group. Oh, thank God I got it right. All right, they're coming in tomorrow, so stick around.
You've
this
got a mouthful
is
there.
The Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Going to some J-pop now.
Woo.